Now, I want to get into today's teaching, but as I get in for today's teaching, I need y'all to give God some praise. I need you to give God some excitement. I need you to open up your mouth. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And I want to get into what I am talking about today. And I believe that it will be a blessing to you. I was saying Pastor Edwin had asked me to teach on at the 11 o'clock service. And this morning when I got up, I just felt really led. I felt like the Holy Spirit was saying that what I was going to teach at 11 o'clock, I needed to teach at 9:30 because we have a lot of partners who are not in Northwest Arkansas today. We hope we'll see you in Northwest Arkansas next month. We have a huddle. I think the date, can you guys put the date up? Do we know the date? I think it's the last Sunday of the month, but I don't actually. May huddle, it's been changed from May 12th to May 26th due to a conflict with the U of A scheduled graduation, right? And I really want to encourage some of you, you have not used your faith this year in order to get there. Some of you live in Arkansas, you just need to drive. And yes, it would be a whole day event, but you could just make it an adventure and come. And I think that when you hear what I'm going to be working on in order to serve you, I think that you are going to want to be here. So we want to give God some praise. 13 seconds of praise. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about today. All right. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we give you praise with much thanksgiving. We bless you. We honor you. We lift you up. We exalt you, and we declare that you are so incredibly good. You are such a good, good God. You are so kind to us. You are so merciful to us. You are so gracious to us. And Lord, we surrender ourselves to you because you have already demonstrated how much you love us, how much you care about us, how much you are pursuing us, how much you are invested in our victory. And we surrender and put our faith in you so that we can walk in what you have. Now, Father, as we go into today's teaching that's all about hearing and discerning your voice, we ask that you would honor your word towards us, that you said anytime we can see, hear, and understand, we shall be converted and we shall be healed. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm going to say this. Pastor Edwin usually says this all the time. This is his thing. But this morning, I'm going to take it. And I want you to say, I'm going to say I'm anointed to teach this word. And I want you to say I'm anointed to receive it. I am anointed to teach this word and I am anointed to receive it. Now, today I am talking about discerning the voice of God. And I want to talk about something specific. Shout out to our visitors. We're glad you're here, but and we hope you stay. But this morning I'm talking to family. If you are a champion, if you are a local partner or a virtual partner or international partner, put an 8 in the comments because I want to talk to our partners this morning. And I want to talk to us about the importance of discerning the voice of God, right? And I think that you'll be tremendously blessed by this teaching. I see these 8s in the comments. I know that we have so many virtual partners. Over the pandemic, we went from just being a local ministry to being partners, to having partners in Africa, to having partners in Europe. Man, we have so many amazing partners and we are just so super excited. And so I'm anointed to teach this word this morning and I believe you are anointed to receive it. So let's get into today's teaching and I'm talking about discerning the voice of God, right? So I only have a couple of scriptures. The rest of the scriptures you're going to have to pull up. And this is probably going to be one of those messages that instead of necessarily walking away with a lot of notes, you're going to walk away with a heart conversion. You're going to walk away with a heart transformation, not necessarily a lot of notes, but a change, but a shift in your perspective, right? So I want to start with 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter and the 20th verse. And it's a very, very familiar passage of scripture. And in that scripture, this is the scripture where they are, Jehoshaphat is about to go out to battle. They have all these people coming up to them. It's the scripture that we love in church because it's the scripture where it says, send Judah first. But in 2 Chronicles 20 and 20, it says, so they rose early in the morning and they went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, right? So this morning, I'm Pastor Sean Strickland, and I'm saying, hear me, partners of Fellowship of Champions. I need my partners talking to me this morning. Hear me, partners of Fellowship of Champions. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. You shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Now, if you have not highlighted that in your Bible app, if you have not written that down, if you have not highlighted that in your Bible, now is the time to do it. He is giving us a very important instruction here. He says, if you believe God, you're going to be established. He says, but if you believe his prophets, you are going to prosper. So I need you to hear what I am about to say. Your prosperity is directly tied to how you respond to the word God gives the prophets assigned to you and that you have been assigned to. Amen. So God says, if you believe God, you'll be established. But if you believe his prophets, you are going to prosper. So your prosperity, my prosperity, our prosperity, it is directly connected to our ability to hear the word that God gives, the prophets assigned to us, the gifts God has given us, right? Now, in Ephesians 4, let me pull this down. In Ephesians 4, it's a very familiar passage of scripture. And in that scripture, it talks about the purpose of the fivefold ministry gifts. You know that we have apostles, pastors, prophets, teachers, and evangelists. Now, if you think about it in context, the evangelists, they really operate to bring people who don't know Jesus into the kingdom of God. Say amen to that. So the evangelists, they go out there and they say, listen, you need to know Jesus. And we all are supposed to be winning souls, right? But it's important to understand that the evangelist is a very specific gift that God has given to the kingdom. And the evangelist goes out and the evangelist says, come home, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come be a part of the family. Come out of sin. You are a sinner in need of saving. You need to be made the righteousness of God. But the other gifts, if you look at it in the scripture, it says that they have a very specific role, and their role is for the perfecting of the saints. So the other gifts, the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, and the teachers, they are designed to grow us up. Everybody put in the comments, grow up. They are designed to grow us up. So when God places us in a church, when God places us in a covenant family, he has intentionally given us leaders who have the anointing to help us grow up. Say amen to that. Now, why does he want us to grow up? If you read all of Ephesians 4, he says, because I don't want you tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. I want you to be anchored so that you can prosper. How many of you know that it's very difficult for a tree to grow if we're just picking it up, moving it from place to place, picking it up, moving it from place to place? Excuse me, that an oak tree can have the ability to grow so many feet high, but if we just pick it up and move it from place to place. So the purpose of the fivefold ministry, the evangelists are going to bring us into the kingdom of God. And then the other four ministries, they are going to grow us up. But how many of you recognize that in order for us to grow up, we have to be willing to be instructed in the word? We have to be willing to discern the voice of God. I am not telling us that we should follow leadership blindly. I am telling us that if we believe that God has given us leadership, then we should follow that leadership as they follow God. And when they are giving us instructions, we should follow those instructions. Now, this is where it gets a little dicey for many of us. The truth of it is that people who are called to be your pastors, to be your prophets, to be your teachers, to be your pastors, is that they are going to see things about you that you don't see about yourself. Say amen to that. They're going to see things about you that you don't see about yourself. Why? Because God has raised them up as a gift to you so you can prosper, so you can grow, so that you cannot be tossed by to and from by every wind and doctrine. So our pastors, our prophets, our fivefold ministry gifts, they are a gift to us. And what we do with them is going to determine the level of our prosperity. They can see the blind spots in our life, but they can also see our prophetic destiny. So one of the things that we're going to find is we are going to find that the people who God has assigned to our lives, they are often going to be calling us to levels that we did not know we could reach. Say amen to that. We did not know we could reach. We did not know that thing was in us. How do they know that thing is in us? They know that thing is in us because God has selected them as gifts for us to get what is in us, what God has deposited in us, out of us. Now, here is what can be the challenge with being in a church where your leaders can see your potential. Your leaders are never going to let you be comfortable in your comfort zone. Somebody say amen to that. You will be going along and you will be doing better than you have ever done in your life. And the person who can hear from God on your behalf is going to say, come on up a little higher. You making more money, your relationship is better. And they're going to say, come on up a little higher. You only cussing folks out on Monday, not the other days. They're going to say, come on up a little higher. You only fasting once a year and they're going to say, come on up a little higher. Why? Because they are anointed and they are appointed by God to bring you out of where you are into where God has called you to be. Now, I want to specifically talk about Pastor Strick this morning, which is the reason that I asked him to give me the opportunity to teach this message without him. Now, if you remember when we talked week before last, at the end of it, I got Pastor Edwin to begin to talk to us about jobs and better jobs. Somebody put jobs and better jobs in the comments. Now, this is important because I'm going somewhere with this, and I don't need you to tune to fade to black. I need you to really lean in, right? Because the job, God has given Pastor Strick this vision. He has given this vision of a church called Fellowship of Champions. He has given, even when our church used to be called Abundant Life, it has always been about helping people live the John 10 and 10 life, to live the life God has for you. Now, let me ask y'all a question. How many of you want to live the John 10 and 10 life? You could just say me. How many of you want to live the John 10 and 10 life? How many of you have read the scripture and you have seen that God has better for you? How many of you recognize that sickness is not your portion? How many of you recognize that having a raggedy marriage is not your portion? That having anxiety is not your portion? Having depression is not your portion? Being struggling financially is not your portion? Working at a job you hate is not your portion? How many of you understand that? So what God has strategically done, if you are a part of this faith family, is that he has given us a man of God whose job is to hear from God in order to get us from where we are to where God wants us to be. Now, come on and say amen with me. Now, listen, Pastor Edwin has demonstrated throughout, let me just say this, we don't talk about this often, but this is our 24th year of ministry. And when we started ministry, I wasn't a pastor. I was just a traditional first lady. And Pastor Edwin has always had this vision, this desire. And you, if you know him, you have to know it's a God-given vision to want to see the people of God prosper, to want to see the people of God walk in victory. And how many of you have benefited by his decision to say yes? How many of you have benefited by his decision to say yes? How many of you, your marriage has improved, your health has improved? How many of you, you're not as crazy as you used to be because of his labor of love for us? Now, I want y'all to hear this. This is not a message where I am trying to say to you, you don't treat Pastor Strick well. That's not what I'm saying. I think we have some of the best partners in the world. Listen, the way you guys honor us, the way that you guys say you appreciate us, the way that you guys sow into our lives, that is not what this is about. But this is an invitation to grow up. This is an invitation to grow up. And so listen, the reason that I wanted to just be able to talk to you guys, because I wanted to say, I believe if there is anybody qualified in this ministry to talk about who Pastor Strick is, it's me, because I get to see him not just at church, but at home. I know how much he thinks about you at home. I know how much he prays for you at home. I know how much he is invested in your success. I know that he is a man of God that we can trust. We can trust his integrity. We can trust his character. We can trust his commitment to the integrity of the word. And we can trust that he cares about us. Now say amen. Now if I'm preaching, don't let me out-preach you this morning. We can trust his integrity to the word. We can trust his character, and we can trust that his desire to truly see us prosper. And if you think about it, week before last, when we were having this conversation about jobs and better jobs, and you could see people in the comments, they were going, oh my God, you can see how aggravated Pastor Ewing gets. Why does he get aggravated? Because he does not like for his people to struggle. The people that God has given him, he doesn't want you struggling. He doesn't want you working a job that's not good for you. He doesn't want you not having money in your savings account. That is not what he wants for you. But let me tell you what I have understood in 24 years of being in ministry. You cannot move adults further than they are willing to move. Selah. You cannot move adults further than you are ready to move. And so I want to talk to you about discerning the voice of God and properly understanding the gift that God has given us through our man of God, so that we not just are thankful and we don't just say happy Father's Day and send a seed and happy birthday and send a seed, but that we actually do the thing that we are supposed to do, which is respond appropriately to the voice of God operating in him. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? Now, many of you have been with us for many years, but those of you who have been with us since at least 2020, you know that Pastor Ewing gave us a word in 2020, the year of release, and that word literally anchored us and caused us to prosper in the middle of a global pandemic. How many of you prosper in a global pandemic? I want to testify that as a participant of this word, as somebody who discerned the voice of God through my husband, who is also my pastor, that I actually increased during the pandemic, and when other people were struggling, my business not only made more money, but I was able to increase and be a blessing to other people. Now I see Etoy said, she said, I did. Jim said, we did. I know that there were many of you because we have the testimony. So I need to see it in the comments, because I'm building a case here. I'm building a case here. Tracy Fair says, I did. I'm building a case here. Jim said they purchased their very first home in the pandemic. Serena says she did. Detra says she did. Kimberly says she did. People got raises. People got promotions. Secunda says she did. Beth said he did. Listen, so what happens is that we not only have excitement over our pastor, we can see the fruit when we partner with his prophecy. Come on and tell your neighbor, say, you got to learn how to partner with prophecy. So in the middle of a global pandemic, he tells us, Kimberly Dennis said, I broke six figures in a pandemic. Shamonica said, I purchased my home in a pandemic. Listen, there are people who increase in a global pandemic because God gave our man of God a word that was designed to anchor us. So when people were losing everything, when people were losing jobs, when things were going crazy, not only did our pastor navigate us economically through a pandemic, he actually also helped us and raised us up and preserved us so that many of us never even got COVID, and the people who got COVID recovered. God has been good to us through this man of God who is our pastor. Are y'all understand what I'm saying? Listen, Dr. Tranika said, I broke six figures in a pandemic. Joshua said, I got an apartment and a vehicle in a pandemic. You need to understand that was not accidental. You need to understand that that was the result of God caring enough about you to care about your economic status, and then to give a man of God a word who is willing to say yes to God to cause you to prosper in every season. Don says she built a new home. So I see homes, I see six figures, I see people who didn't get COVID, I see people that recovered from COVID, I see all of this different stuff. Now I'm building a case because I'm going somewhere with this, right? So when I'm talking about how we receive our man of God, I don't mean clapping. That's not what I mean. We thank you for the claps, but I don't mean clapping. I don't mean because you have the reverence to call him Pastor Strick. That is not what I mean. I am asking you to consider how you relate and respond to the instructions that he gave you. Now, listen, I just want to talk about this. If you go back to 2 weeks ago, we were talking about how he was talking about some of you are too loyal to your jobs. Many of you need promotions. Many of you need to leave your companies. And I want you to say this. I don't want you to say anything. I don't want you to put nothing in the comments. I just want you to hear me. If from that day to this, you have not applied for more jobs, you are not properly relating to the word of God from your man of God. Selah. If you got excited, praise God. If you send a seed, praise God. If you send a message, praise God. But if you have not applied, because that has been 2 weeks now, and you did not apply, you didn't apply for one job, I am telling you, you are not properly relating to the word of God. You are not properly. And so 2 Chronicles, if we go back to it, he says, you believe God, you'll be established. But if you believe God, if you believe your prophet, you will prosper. So he raises up this man of God. We've got to respond to Pastor Strick as more than he is a good guy. We have got to respond to him more than he is a funny guy. We have got to respond more to him than he is a nice guy. We have got to say, when he is speaking on behalf of God, that it is my responsibility to respond to that word. And I am not responding just because I'm saying amen. Is this helping anybody this morning? So the question that you've got to ask yourself is that if you did not apply, then you did not put any weight on what he said, even though you stayed the extra hour. Selah. Now, I'm going somewhere with this because I really want us to, because I think I really have been reading the guiding word and really paying attention to the things that Pastor Strick is saying. And I really believe that this is why God called this little audible today, because let me just keep going. So every year, Pastor Strick tells us to get a better job. He has consistently told us to never settle and to keep going for increase. Amen? Has he told us that? He has consistently said to us that we should be constantly looking for jobs. He has consistently said to us that we should not treat our jobs like our family. He has consistently told us not to let our emotions make us stay tied to a place that God is not calling us to. He has consistently told us that. Guys, can somebody in the comments tell me why he keeps telling us that? Why does he keep telling us that? He keeps telling us to increase. He guided us through a pandemic. We got all of these testimonies about how we increased. So he keeps telling us, but many of you, you're not responding appropriately. I love it. Dr. Tranika said, I've been promoted twice under his leadership. This is so important. Etoy, come on. Somebody highlight Etoy's comment. He's heard from God for us. Put in the comments. He heard from God for me. I love what Itoy said. He's not just heard from God. He has heard from God for us. I think that distinction is very important. He has heard from God for me. But if I don't treat the word like he heard for God from me, then I debate and play with that word and decide whether I'm going to do anything with it. And many of us don't. Is this making sense? Is this making sense? So why does God keep telling us to increase? Why does God keep telling us to increase? Well, let me ask you this. Do you think it's because he cares about us? Do you think it's because God knows that prices are going up? Do you think that the reason that God is telling us to be loyal to him but not to be loyal to companies is because he understands that your employer does not care if you struggle as long as their shareholders have profit? Do you think that God knows do you think that God gave Pastor Elwin a word over the last several years because he knew in 2024 that grocery prices would go up and that they would cost more? It would cost us 10% more to buy the same groceries as we bought this time last year. Do you think that it is because that he knew that rent would come up? Do you think that his challenging us to get our credit in order, to save money, was that he wanted everybody, that God wants everybody to get out of the yo-yoing of apartment living where somebody could just raise your rent $500, somebody could just raise your mortgage $1,000 and shell shock you? Do you think that maybe the reason that he is pulling you out of your comfort zone where you make enough for you and your mo and you, your four and no more, is because he knows that what's enough for you, your four and no more in 2024 won't be enough in 2025? I want us to say, La, are you understand what I'm saying? Tell me in the comments what you think I'm saying, because I'm not fussing at you. I want you to wake up and I want you to understand how gracious God is to have given us a leader who not only cares about our spiritual development, but cares that we know the practical things to do so that we can manifest what God has said for our lives. Somebody say amen. Somebody say thank God for Pastor Strick. So it is the will of God for us to prosper, but we must participate in what God is doing. So when our man of God says, now let me slow down a little bit. In 2018, if you've been here since 2018, you ain't even got to say nothing. New people, you could just catch up, because here's the great thing. The word that he spoke in 2018 belongs to you today, but you got to believe that you receive it. In 2018, toward the last quarter of the year, Pastor Strick said that every partner of FOC should make at least $100,000. At least. We're 5 years from that word. How much closer are you? Now, this goes sound tough, but I'm not trying to be tough, because I'm going somewhere, because I've been paying attention to something that Pastor Strickland has been saying. And I think if we don't discern it right, we're going to struggle in ways that God is trying to cause us to escape from. Kim says, I hear you saying Pastor Elwin hears from God for us. And when he shares what he's heard, we have a responsibility to respond appropriately. Amen. Y'all can just all write down Kim's answer. Pastor Strick is praying on our behalf. He's walking, he's praying. He's studying, he's praying. He's riding and he's praying. He's always looking for ways in order to bring our life into the next level. And then our responsibility is to recognize when he has heard from God on our behalf, and then our responsibility is to respond appropriately. So 5 years ago, I think it was probably the first time that he just flat out said, every partner ought to make at least six figures. Every partner ought to make at least six figures. If you're a partner, put seven in the comments. If you're a partner, put 7 in the comments. Now, I want to be clear. He talked to us. He said, I'm not saying husbands and wives should make six figures together. He said, every partner. He said, college students, retirees, single mothers. Look at all these partners. So all of these people should be making at least $100,000. Now, let me tell you, let me tell you what you got to learn how to do. Help me, Holy Ghost. I want you to hear me. Even if it were not possible for you to make a minimum of $100,000 before he said that, the moment he said it, it became possible for you, but your responsibility was to believe it. It's a thing that a lot of people don't understand about how the kingdom of God works. God gives a man in the earth a word from heaven because heaven has a plan for God's people. That man releases that word, and the moment that that word is released, what was not possible for me became possible for me. Now, I'm just going to tell my own testimony. Up until that point, I had never made $100,000. Edwin had been making $100,000 for several years. But Edwin had to give me a word. Notice I said Edwin, because now I'm talking about how my husband is talking to me. And this is what my husband said, which is why you got to have the discernment to know, to be able to hear. I love that Ito said, I didn't believe him when he first said it, but I learned and understood to believe him. See, it's okay if you didn't believe him to begin with. But I got to say this, if you've been walking here 5 years and you don't believe him, you're not choosing to believe. Okay, we going somewhere. So when he first said that, Etoy, I get it. You guys have heard me say that I would pray for him to increase. He would get new increase. Finally, he looks at me and he says, Sean, I'm talking to you too. You got increase on you too. What? Now I have an opportunity. Am I going to stay in the limits that I've been limited in? That I can't make money doing what God has called me to do, not any real money? Or am I going to say, I believe that this man hears from God on my behalf? That next year, 2019, I made my first $100,000, actually $109,000. I looked it up this morning so I could be accurate about it. The truth of it is that we need to own that the reason it is taking some of us so long to get here is that we don't put any weight on that word. We're too confident. If I make $40,000 when he said it in 2018, I know I got to make another 60 to get there. I got to put pressure on that. How do I put pressure on it? How do I put pressure on it? Number one, I believe I received the word. Number two, I begin to look at my industry, the skills, the abilities that I have. Does my job offer any certifications? I want to tell you, there are some of you, you literally have Pastor Strick to work on your resume. And you then changed the resume and did not send out what he sent you. And I want you to hear why you did it. Because you didn't understand that he did that resume not by your experience, but by the anointing. Sunitra said, I heard it in 2018. It continued to stare in my spirit. I kept hovering and listening and moved on it in 2022. I have received multiple raises and bonuses since. I have learned to obey quickly. Yes, sometimes it is about having multiple streams of income, but not just from one job. But I want to stick with this. He told you you could have a job. And if you are an employee and you go to work every day, I ain't even got into your real estate, your stocks, your crypto. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about this word right here. There were some of you, you said, Pastor Strick, will you work on my resume? And I watched him work on your resumes. I watched him work on your resume. I watched him pray over your resume, and he sent you back an anointed resume and you modified it, or you did not consistently send it out. Now, I just want to tell y'all, it ain't a lot of pastors that'll do your resume. Why would he do your resume? Because he has years of experience and he can hear from God about the things that you can't necessarily see that you do with. He works on your resume and you either then don't send it out consistently or you modify it. He gave you something that came from the anointing and you traded it for something natural. Now, let me tell you this. I know that his resumes are anointed because I have watched people. I did a live one day, Strategies for Success, and people who were not partners of the ministry were on there, reached out to Pastor Strick, and some of them got new jobs. People got $25,000 raises. People were literally sending him money saying, I got a $25,000 raise. Here's $2,500. It's the least I can do. So I know it works. I've watched him do it in his own life. I've watched him get multiple jobs. I've watched him be retired for years and people still try to get him to come back to the workplace. I've watched his diligence. I've watched his excellence. I have watched people who only like him but do not say they're connected to him get the benefit and blessing that belongs to you. So literally, you are a covenant partner in this ministry who has the right to every anointing that's on our lives. And I have watched somebody casually watch a broadcast, ask him for help, and now they make $100,000 more than they made when they met us. Tell your neighbor, say, it should not be so. So let me say, how do I think I got here? Well, number one, I think we were going this direction anyway because the Lord was talking to me about teaching about the covenant of wealth in the month of May. But here's what I want you to understand. If we teach about the covenant of wealth, but you exclude yourself, you're not going to get wealthy. And what's going to happen is that people who are not even in this covenant family are going to hear this teaching and they're going to increase. And you're going to be like, why am I not increasing? Because it's not enough for you to like him. It is not enough for you to like me. It is not enough for you to put pastor on the front of our name. You must respond to the instructions. And I know a lot of you, let me say this, because yeah, we're going to have to stop in a minute. Okay. So over the past several days, I have been watching Pastor Strick become more and more concerned about the economy, or should I say the impact of economy on people, especially the FOC family. On Friday on Facebook, he made a post about the impact of the increase of groceries, utilities, and rent on Americans. Why does he care? I believe that it is God caring through him for us. It is God caring through him for us. I love it. Sunitra says he is a triple threat, anointed, experienced, and proven. I get the benefits and the blessings from his relationship with God. Now, I want you to hear this. So if you know Pastor Strick, you know, especially on social media, he does a lot of laughing. He does a lot of playing, a lot of stuff that's going to invoke discussion and stuff. He makes this post and I begin to notice that he's talking about how much groceries are increased. Whenever he does that, I am aware that is God now speaking through him. But let me tell you what we know. We know that the government should do better, but they're not going to. And we know that many employers should do better, but they're not going to. So here he's saying, what are we going to do for these people? But in Luke 4, it tells us when Jesus says, it says the poor need the gospel preached to them. The poor need the gospel preached to them. So would it be nice if the government did something different? But let me ask y'all a question, real talk. In your whole life, have you seen this government that you live under consistently do anything that improves your life economically? In your whole life, in your life, if you're 52, if you're 50 years old, you have watched employers be less loyal than they were in our grandparents' day. So why are you still looking at someone else to do right by you when God is here trying to do right by you? When God is raising up a man to instruct you, to cause you to prosper, right? So let's look at Hebrews 3:15 in the banners. I got it in the King James, but I'm going to read in the King James and I'm going to read out Amplified. It says, while it is today, while it is said today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. I want to read it out of the Amplified. It says, today, while it is still called today, if you would hear his voice, and when you hear it, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the desert when the people provoked and irritated and embittered God against them. He says, when you hear the voice of God, don't harden your heart. What is a hardened heart? Slow to move. What is a hardened heart? Excuse making. What is a hardened heart? Discounting yourself. What is a hardened heart? Distracted by something other than the assignment in front of you. Many of you do not realize, I do not believe you realize, I do not believe that this is your desire. I do not believe that you realize that you are operating in rebellion toward the very word designed to prosper you. You use your current lack, you use your past, you use your gender, you use the people that you think that you are called to help, you use your comfort zone to justify why you aren't aggressively moving towards faith. And I know that some of you, you probably not gonna like this, but I'm gonna say this. There are times that God is telling people to get another job through Edwin, Pastor Strick. And then you say, God told me to stay. Well, why would God give you a pastor and speak in direct contradiction to you? That's your fear talking. That was free. That's your fear talking. Why would God be able to see what is coming down the pipeline, see what is coming, see that the economy is going up, inflation is going up, see it's going to cost more for growth, know that you don't make enough today. And I want you to hear this because some of you, you make more than you have ever made before, but you have not come close to making what God wants you to make. Yes, I get it. Some of you, you make more, we make more than we have ever made before in our life, but we are not close. And I can just prove it to you right now. How many of you right now today have know somebody in a need that you can't handle? How many of you, if you tell the truth right now, maybe we could put together and we could help some homeless people. We could keep a single mother from getting evicted. We could do some things like that. But the truth of it is we couldn't do it long term. So none of us have made as much as God wants us to make because the purpose for prosperity is to establish his covenant in the earth, which means that God wants us to be blessed because he loves us. But God wants us to be able to advance the kingdom, and God wants us to be able to help the people who don't know that God cares about their financial situation. And if we are all honest, none of us have arrived at that point that we could consistently give someone thousands of dollars a month and still do all the other things that God has told us to do. So why are we so content? I would submit to you that we have been lulled into a rebellion that we do not know is rebellion. Is this helping somebody? Is this helping somebody? So when I see Pastor Ellen begin to press in on where this economy is going, I send him a message on Thursday night. I say, you're anointed for us. You have our answer. You're anointed to get us to the next level. You have our answer. You're anointed to get us to the next level. But if he's anointed to get us to the next level, we got to be anointed to follow. That means sitting here making more money than we've ever made before. We got to say, okay, God, I'll let you take me to the next level. Yes, God, I make $106,000, but God, I need to make $226,000 because it's still too many people to bless. It's still scholarships to be financed. It's still battered women who need to get out. I still don't have enough for retirement. I still could not live 6 months as no more money came in. I have got to respond to the word. Turn and tell your neighbor, say, it's time to respond to the word of God. So many of you, you are stuck in your comfort zone. And I want you to understand this. In this scripture in Hebrews, where it says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Don't be like the children of Israel. They had a 2-week journey that took 40 years because of their rebellion. I want you to know that you can be in rebellion with your hands lifted. I know that you can be in rebellion. I want you to know that you can be in rebellion while you tithing. I want you to know that you can be in rebellion while you going, yo, Pastor Strick, ooh, I sure do appreciate you for Ed talking. I sure do appreciate. No, it's time for me to respond to the word. It's time to respond to the word. Many of you, you're in a better shape than you've ever been before, but don't get comfortable. It's time to move out of that comfort zone. Many of you don't. How many of you can see right now? You're like, man, oh God, I repent. I can see that. I can see that I'm operating in rebellion. I can see that my comfort zone is lulling me to sleep. And now I'm like the children of Israel, that something I could have done in a short amount of time, I'm dragging it out over years. I love Lisa says, she said, I break covenant with rebellion. Many of you do not realize that you're operating in rebellion against this word that's designed to prosper you. You're using lack. You're using your comfort zone to justify why you aren't aggressively moving toward faith. You're using excuses. Many of you, you don't even realize if Pastor Strick sends you a job, you ought to apply for that job with the expectation that if God had them to see it for you, it's got to be a job that they're going to give you. You don't say to the man of God when he send you a job, I applied for that job before and they didn't hire me. You ain't never had your pastor send you that job before. Is this helping anybody? Some of you are so busy entertaining yourself with TikTok and TV to see that God has given us a window of time to prepare so that we do not suffer the same economic struggle that the world is suffering. We must wake up, children of Israel, 2 weeks, 40 years. There's a scripture, I don't know where it is off the top of my head. Your deliverance is not a long range plan. It is not taking God all day. It is our refusal to get behind this word that God has given us through our man of God and to discipline ourselves to go to the next level. Now, let me tell you what I believe. I believe that God has specifically and intentionally placed Pastor Edwin Strickland, much like as a Joseph for our generation. He has placed him in the earth at this time to give us a plan to cause us to prosper in famine. I'm going to say that again. I believe that God has intentionally and specifically raised up our pastor, Pastor Edwin Strickland, to be like a Joseph in the land, in the earth at this time to cause us to prosper in famine. But if he is trying to prepare us and we don't participate, we are going to suffer unnecessarily. How many of you say, I will not suffer unnecessarily? So I asked God, I said, God, how can I partner with this word that I believe? One of the things that I know, I believe this. I know I'm an entrepreneur and I believe that I am called to raise up other entrepreneurs. And so one of the things that I'm going to do specifically for our partners, and you go have to pay attention in the group, is on the day before the next huddle, I am going to do a teaching helping people activate their entrepreneurial ability. I'm going to do it. I'm going to charge it. I'm going to make it real reasonable. I'm going to give all the money to the scholarship fund because that's how I can partner with what my man of God is doing. Why? Because God doesn't want us to suffer unnecessarily. And I'm not, can I be honest? We only got a few more minutes. I want to be honest with you. Some of you, you have been underemployed since 2018. You could have done got a whole nother degree. But you're trying to use magic instead of following instructions. You could have gotten a certification. What God is doing is supernatural, but it's not magic. Meaning you're not going to do the same thing that you've always done and get increased. You're not. But praise God for a pastor that says, I don't want the people of God to suffer. When I literally think about how, and I'm not just saying this because he is my husband, but I see it more because he is my husband. We got a pastor who will use his expertise to look at your resume, to rewrite your resume. Girl, where they do that at? And some of you, I need you to hear me. If you don't give up rebellion and you don't give up stubbornness, you're going to struggle unnecessarily. And some of you are already struggling unnecessarily because you should already have been increased where you are, but you have too many excuses, too much procrastination, and too much stubbornness. And it is not his job to wrestle stubbornness off of you. And this is for even some of you who talk to him on a personal basis, who laugh and joke with him. You're so busy laughing and joking with Strict that you have missed that God has raised this Joseph up for us in this time. I want to read this scripture. I want to read this scripture. I want to talk about a scripture. And I want to tell y'all about the lemonade girl, and then I'm going to be out of here. And so in Luke 18:47, I mentioned it earlier. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. To the poor. You poor, you know what you need? The word. You know one of the words you got in this ministry? You should make at least $100,000. And I want you to think about this, how much the economy has changed. When he said in 2018 that you should make at least $100,000, that $100,000 would have given you cushion. Now we're up to the point that literally he's saying you need to make at least $150,000 because of inflation. Now, in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, we see this, one of my favorite scriptures. We see that in this scripture right here, that this woman of God, she comes to the man of God because she is struggling. And he gives her a specific instruction. And she follows the specific instruction, even though the specific instruction doesn't make sense. Why would a woman who doesn't have anything but a little oil, why would a woman who only has a little bit of oil ever go and borrow vessels when she only has a little bit of oil? So why it paralleled that. Why would you apply for a new job when you already been turned down 15 times? Because your pastor said that a new job belonged to you. Just because the instruction doesn't make sense to your natural mind doesn't mean it's not God. So I just want to talk about this because I say to Pastor Elwin that one of my biggest challenges, because I want you to know this, I have the opportunity to travel and most of the time when I travel, people want me to talk about wealthy mindset and entrepreneurship. But I am only in that place because I received the word of God that Pastor Strick gave. The Sean Strickland before could not have done any of this. Why? Because I did not see myself properly until I began to receive the word he was speaking over me. When he began to say to me, Sean, you should be making more money in this business. I literally went on his word because I knew he heard from God. I used his word to build my own faith until it was my faith. You better hear what I just said. You better hear what I just said. When he first starts telling me I can make more, I'm like, Etoy, I don't believe that. But I believe him, and I believe that he hears from God. So I keep meditating on what he's saying about me, even though I can't see it about me yet. What happens? I start to see it about me. I started to see it about me and I started to do it about me. But let me tell you something. Some of the first stuff I did that prospered, it prospered because he said it. It prospered because you better hear what I'm saying. It prospered because he said it. I didn't believe that about myself, but he did. And I knew that he heard from God. So I was willing, even though he's my husband, even though we're the same age, even though we've grown up together, I was willing to allow what he could see about me through the eyes of God to elevate what I could see about myself. So now I go out and I go and I get to teach this stuff, but I'm just an extension of him. I am an extension of his pour in my life. And you should be an extension of his pour in your life. What do I mean? You should be sitting in that promotion because of what he believed about you. Because he heard God for you. You should be making $250,000 because he heard God about you. You should be willing to go to school because he heard God about you. You should be willing to get the certification because he heard God about you. And you should let him hear God about you until you got sense enough to hear what God is saying to you about you too. Now, I just want to tell y'all about the lemonade girl, because this girl is a benefit of Pastor Strick and she don't even know him. So last week, I got the opportunity to preach for the Better Me Conference, Pastor Mika Beecham in Orlando, Florida. Shout out to Orlando. And I am talking about this 2 Kings woman and putting your hand to what God has for you. Right at the end of the service, I did this thing that happens a lot of times when I go out, which is where the Lord will give me like some women who are struggling, and he'll give me a specific word for how we're going to be a blessing to them. And these women came up and we were a blessing to them. And afterwards, she comes to me and she says to me, "I want you to see this integrity." She says, "I had given a 3-step for people who could come to the altar." And she says she did not come because she did not meet the 3rd step and she wanted to be a woman of integrity. And so she said, "But I want you to know that I know you heard from God, because as I was walking across the parking lot, somebody walked up to me and handed me money and said that they knew that I was supposed to be on the stage." She said, "I wasn't trying to be rebellious, but you gave 3 steps and I only met 2. So I said to the Lord, I don't want to do the wrong thing." And the Lord had somebody bless me. But this is what she said to me. She said, "Listen," she said, "I'm a single mother. I have 3 kids. I moved from St. Louis to Orlando because I felt like God told me to." She said, "I didn't know anybody in Orlando, but I felt like that's what God told me to do." She said, "I found this church." She said, "They helped me get a good job." She said, "I was doing good." She said, "And a couple of months ago," she said, "I got laid off." She said, "Now, first of all, I know I'm in the place that I'm supposed to be." Now, I'm telling you her whole story because it's something about being in the place you're supposed to be. She said, "Because the same baby daddy that would not help me when I lived there," she said, "he has paid my bills for the last 2 months." Say what? And she said, "But," she said, "you have inspired me today," she said, "because I make lemonade." And she said, "So what I'm about to do is," she said, "we have a break. We had a break from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. She said, "I'm about to go home and mix up some lemonade. And I'm going to ask God to tell me where to take this lemonade to sell it." She said, "And I'm about to go sell this lemonade because the lemonade is what I got in my hand." Sis leaves, she finds me on Instagram. Baby, like every 15 minutes, she's sending me a thing. She like, "See, this person just bought my lemonade. This person just bought my lemonade." Baby, 3 hours later, she sends me a message. She said, "I have never sold out of lemonade before." She said, "I just sold over $500 worth of lemonade. And I realized that I am not stuck and I am not broke. And even if I don't get another job, I will sell lemonade every single day because the Holy Ghost will tell me where until I get a food truck." And she said, "And I did it because of you." No, you did it because of Pastor Strick. So somebody who don't know Pastor Strick got a word, realized that she can make $500 a day. She sent me a message yesterday. She said, "I'm out here selling lemonade, Pastor Sean. How you gonna be here in the house?" Now I'm telling you, you better discern the voice of God. I'm glad you excited for her, but it ain't enough to be excited for her. It ain't enough to be excited for her. What you got to say is, "Ain't no way." What you got to say is, "Ain't no way. Ain't no way that somebody who don't even know my man of God go get a secondhand word because his wife received a word, went to a city, preach the conference, and I'm going to watch him on Sundays. I'm going to watch him on Ed Talk. I'm going to follow his posts. I'm going to be on his podcast. And ain't no way. I need my ain't no way, people. Listen, I'm done. It's your opportunity to give. It's your opportunity to give. It's the season to discern the voice of God. Ain't no way. That girl stared me up so much. I said, ain't no way I ain't going to make $1 million this year. Ooh, ain't no way. Ain't no way. It ain't no way. Your seed today ought to be called ain't no way. It ain't no way. I know that ain't proper English, but it ain't no way. It ain't no way. I don't care who they say ain't hiring. I'm getting a new job. My man of God heard from God. I'm getting a new job. I don't care. Baby, listen. I don't care if they don't hire nobody on this planet. I'm going to get a new job. I don't care if don't nobody else's business in the world increase. My business going to increase. Why? Because I'm in partnership with God. Ain't no way. And so for those of you who've been feeling like they keeping me from getting a job, ain't no way they can keep me from getting a job. I got a word to break that door down. I'm getting a new job. Baby, listen, it's already done. I'm telling you, you need to properly discern the voice of God through Pastor Edwin, because it is for our prosperity. If you were blessed by today's teaching, listen, some of you may want to give your life to the Lord because you struggle to give your money and your obedience to God because your life don't belong to the Lord. But if you want to give your life to the Lord today, you just be like, I want to give my life to the Lord. You want to be a covenant partner in this ministry? Because partnership does have its privileges. And some of y'all gonna have to grow up because you too fickle. And part of your issue is that you don't know how to stick when you're not, how would Pastor Ellen say it? You don't know how to stick when somebody not blowing sunshine up your behind. And so the word is designed to change you, which means sometimes you have to hear things that cut you. I can't tell you how many times Pastor Strick has cut me in my approach about mindset, about all of this different stuff. I'm not going to be disconnected. And literally the truth of it is that some of y'all just pick whoever make you feel good. So you sowing seeds all over the world, ain't seeing a lick of increase. Why? Because you're not in partnership. You're not in partnership. Since we out here, let me go ahead and say this. You actually just hoeing. You just being a seed prostitute. You just going someplace trying to get a fix instead of being in the place that God has you. Anybody who say it's your time and your season, you running over there. And so you got people in your life who telling you it's your time and your season who not telling you that your character sucks. And that's why you're not doing well on your job. But that was for free. That was free. You just hop from place to place, sowing your seed in whoredom instead of being planted where you're supposed to plant. Well, okay. This go scroll on down and become a partner today. If anybody want to be a partner today, it's your opportunity. And y'all tell me what y'all got from this message as we go. Put up the giving again. Listen, you need to go to Tithely. You need to go to Givelify. You need to text to give. If you're an international partner, listen, you need to go to focchurchnwa@gmail.com. Baby, listen, and you need to, your seed today need to be ain't no way. What's my seed? Ain't no way. Unless Jesus come back today, ain't no way. All right, can I pray for y'all? Y'all put in the comments what you learned. My prayer real simple. Father, help us to hear and obey. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm excited because I get to teach some variation of this in the live service today. And y'all tell me what y'all got from this. And we about to get out of here because I'm about to go over here. I hope this bless you today. Baby, I'm putting me an ain't no way seed in this ground today. Yes, I am. Because ain't no way. All right, I'm waiting on your comments to see, and then we about to tag out. Tell me what you got from today's lesson. Tell me how you're going to apply it to your life. I love it. Help us to hear and obey in Jesus' name. We have to act on the word we hear from our prophet. Amen. We have to follow the word and instructions my man of God received with God with fidelity. Secunda say, ain't no way I can't become a multimillionaire. I will not be stubborn. Ann said, listen to the word that's heard here. Y'all need to listen to this teaching multiple times too. Let it cut you. Put it in your rotation about once a week. I can get a word from my prophet. I must be planted in good soil. I love what Amy said. Until I have faith for it, act on the word from my prophet. You know, I ain't got to have it yet. I can use when Jesus healed a man on the pallet. We don't see that the man on the pallet had any faith, but his friends did. It is my responsibility to respond to this word because ain't no way I'm not going to make six figures this year. Y'all go ahead and send the testimonies because the doors go open. The jobs go open. The opportunities are open. I'm waiting to hear the testimony. All right. I love y'all. We about to get out of here. God bless y'all.